Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Flavor Labor. This is May 3rd, 2014. And this is for a tech. Labor Labor. Today, about the Kentucky Derby. And starts today. It's the 140th Kentucky Derby. And it's in Louisville, Nebraska State. It's known as the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. Yes. Now, the first race started in 1875. Now, that's a tradition. And we kind of went and talked to people in Louisville, Kentucky, and found out about the food there. I mean, there's lots of food tradition. I mean, there's many traditions. There's hats, mints, the horse racing. But there's great food there. You can't believe it. Wait till I share with you what we found out. But we'll be back. Listen to the music. It's a great music. This band is called The City of the Sun. And we'll be back with more from the Kentucky Derby Foods.
I loved how Bluehost's 24/7 support was always there for me. So I thought, why not take that power and put it into my boyfriend?
I love you. You say it.
Oh, you have to try this, huh?
Hey, come on, say it. You want to say it? Say it. You say it. Fine.
Say it.
Say it.
Babe, cooked your favorites. I hope you're hungry. Tell me about your day, not just what you did, but how it made you feel.
Say it.
say it.
I love you, my love.
It seemed like a good idea. He's back there, isn't he?
Bluehost Power. Not recommended for boyfriends, but for websites and domains, it's fantastic.
I love you, my love.
I love you, my love!
I love you, my love.
I love you, my love.
I love you, my love!
Mi amor. Je t'aime.
I love you, my love!
Welcome back here. We are on For Living Radio, and we're traveling to the Kentucky Derby today and find out about the different foods, you know. They have an event there called Taste of the Derby. It took place Thursday, and everybody knows today is the Kentucky Derby. I mean, it's happening in a couple hours. But the Taste of the Derby, it took place. And there were 21 chefs that came together for this event. The chefs came from Los Angeles, New Orleans, Arkansas, and basically a lot of the chefs were from different racetracks, that they cooked for different racetracks. And there were some famous chefs that were there, like the cake boss from Hoboken, New Jersey. They were there, but we have a little bit of some tidbits from the Taste of the Derby. Just listen to what they were saying. What happened?
One of the most anticipated social events around the Kentucky Derby weekend is the 5th annual Taste of Derby here at the Kentucky Exposition Center. They got a red carpet where everyone is arriving behind us. We've looked through the program. We know where we want to go. What are you most looking forward to, Caleb Keller?
All right, Todd, I got a little map here. I'm going to take a look at Cake Boss and Stella Artois, which, by the way, with Stella Artois, did they do that little knife thing with the foam coming off the top to make it look cool? We'll see if they do that.
Yeah, I heard Stella's quite a chef.
Liquid
Simon,
lunch,
what are you looking forward to?
Schooner Bay salmon. That's my taste of choice. And I'll be heading to the 14 Hands Winery. They've got some good wines on hand. So we'll find a nice pairing. Going to head in right now.
Join us, won't you? Get to see a familiar face here at Taste of Derby, good friend of TVG over the years. He changed the restaurant scene in San Diego when he opened up Seersucker, and now his latest creation is Herringbone. I'm talking about the one and only Brian Mularkey. Brian, welcome to Derby Week.
I'm so excited. Great to be here representing Santa Anita and Herringbone, Los Angeles, California Grove. Let's do it.
Well, from a fashion standpoint at the Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby, we know the ladies like to bring out the big hats, but the gentlemen as well have some styles here. So my man Randy with the sets and caps here. A lot of surf and turf and meat and big and bold.
Right here. There you go.
All right.
That's true.
Okay, how's it looking? How's it looking? Is it working? Let's see. Spin the camera. It's not bad.
Okay, what are we cooking up here this evening?
So today we're actually making my favorite pasta, Garganelli pasta with pork sausage and Parmesan cheese, and actually we're serving it out of a wheel of Parmesan cheese that we carved.
We've made our way to the Starfish Oyster Bed and Grill, and I'm not gonna volunteer myself to do the oysters, but you guys love them. You guys love them, all right, first of all. No. Simon.
It's difficult to win the Kentucky Derby. Try being the event Derby Week. Taste of Derby in just 5 years has become that event. It was my first experience. Absolutely loved it. Caleb, what'd you think?
I got two favorites. Number one, the Cake Boss stand. And number two, the live music. Playing a little Marvin Gaye, a little Temptations. Really setting the mood, so it's been good so far.
Yeah, the group is as is, and I have to say, as is, this is a great event.
Fantastic. Great event. Good food top to bottom. The Land Lollipops were a hit from Chef Tim Love. And he couldn't go without saying a nice glass of Sauvignon Blanc from 14 Hands. Cheers.
If
By the way, I loved it so much. Tiffany Faison from Top Chef. I'm taking some home from your stand. Totally destroyed my shirt, but it was worth it. If you're in Louisville for the Derby, come to Taste of Derby.
There you have it. That was the Taste of the Derby. A lot of the profits went to a hunger relief organization. If I remember, it was called Dare to Care, associated with food banks. They have about 300 local agencies that help distribute food all over the Louisville area and Kentucky area. And it was a great event. You know, people got to taste some great different foods from different cities, states. And plus, it helped cause a charity to help others, you know. But we're moving on to our show. Listen, there's a famous pie in Kentucky during the Derby season. You're not going to guess the name of this pie. It's called. Are you set with this one? Are you riding in your? It's called Derby Pie. Yeah, it's called the Derby Pie. We caught up with the grandson. His name is Alan Roop, and he told about the Derby Pie and what happens there. Now, if you're at the Kentucky Derby, you have to try this. This is the pie that everybody knows about because all the businesses have it, the hotels have it, the restaurants have it. At the Kentucky Derby, they have it. You have to have this pie. It's the Derby Pie, and it's been around for 50 years, the ingredients, and we caught up with Alan. Here's what happened.
Okay, we are back here with Mr. Alan Roop. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Brian.
Okay, now back to the patent you're saying about the trademark. It's just saying that basically nobody can touch the contents or remake the pie.
No, that's not quite what I was saying. Anybody can make a chocolate nut pie. As long as they don't tie it with Derby Pie, we don't have a problem.
Okay.
Derby Pie is exclusively baked by Karen's Kitchen.
Wow. Now, how, as the grandson, you're the grandson of the Derby, how did you come into play? You know, I remember having my grandmother and grandmom's cooking. How did that come into play as far as you involved in the Derby Pie, yourself as a grandson?
Well, I was born in Louisville and moved around and came back here, but anytime we came to visit the grandparents, you know, they were always involved with the restaurant or the pie. So, you know, I was involved with it all through my life. It's kind of I don't think it's normal these days, but back in those days it was normal for, you know, a meal on the table, family sitting around eating every night.
Right.
And that's kind of changed a lot with the way things have gone through the last 30 or 40 years. But, that's kind of the way things were with Grandma and Grandpa. My Grandma always had a meal on the table, and we sat around as a family and ate. I moved back in and started living with them when I was, after my freshman year in college.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got up to the business. So I lived with them 5 or 6 years, I guess, before my grandpa passed away.
Respect. Now, it must have been like, you when you were eating the Derby Pie and just the food, you're like, oh my gosh, people do not know about the taste of this pie. I mean, at that time, it wasn't a business, it was family. So when you got to taste it growing up, it must have been like, wow, people, my friends don't even know about this.
Well, you know, Grandma used to say the test of a good pie is if it's good first thing in the morning. And I think Derby Pie will definitely pass that test.
Gotcha. Yeah. Wow. Now, as far as the Kentucky Derby, I mean, how does it work out? What's because I'm hearing, you know, I was looking at a YouTube video, you guys are on the Food Network, and everybody orders the local businesses, hotels, restaurants, order the Derby Pie.
Oh yeah, we do a monster amount of business this time of year. We generally start on the Derby toward the tail end of February, early March, and so we've been, You know, they call the Derby the fastest 2 minutes in sports. You know, this business is probably the longest 2 months in the back.
You said it reversed.
It's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing. So, and you know, we're right at the end of, you know, this Friday is the day that we handle the rest of our local deliveries, the last minute deliveries before Derby. And then you just caught me because I'm about to disappear for the weekend.
I got you. I don't think I'm going to take a resort vacation.
Yeah, if you don't have your pie by now, you're not going to catch up with me.
Okay.
And enjoy Derby Day. It's a day to be enjoyed.
Now, could you give us a number of how many pies are being, you know, out there for a roundabout number? Like how many pies are for Churchill Downs and everything for the restaurant?
Oh, there's probably, 30,000 or 40,000 pies that are going to be bought, purchased, consumed over the next 2 or 3 days.
Wow. Now, I heard you can't get this as a top secret restaurant, but I'm just going to try it. I'm going to try it to see if I can get the recipe on flavor. Okay. I'm going to try. So could you tell us maybe some recipes or what type of ingredients? A little bit. I know you can't tell us, but I'm at least going to try, you know.
Well, you know, you're the first person that's ever tried that. It's unbelievable. basically, the pie is a blend between California walnuts and real chocolate, and then we do all our own crust. So you get those three kind of legs to a great product. And, you know, we feel like we've got one of the best crusts on the market. It's a light, flaky crust, and then the walnuts can add a little crunch, and that walnut flavor is a nice combination with the chocolate that kind of is smooth, and we strongly suggest that you serve it warm, and when you warm it up, all the flavors are right there, and all the textures, so that's when it's at its best.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Now, Tim, we're talking from Hampton Roads, and there are people listening from all over the United States and outside. Can they also get Derby pies sent to them? Or?
Oh, sure. I'm sure. It just depends on how much money you have. I mean, we don't have the Derby run until, like I said, I think we're down to about 25 hours away.
Yeah.
the shipping kind of gets pretty pricey when you want it to happen in about 12 hours.
Yeah. Well, I did, I can get some, if I was in the mood, I was like, you know, I want some good pie this summer, or, you know, could I still buy some? Or?
Oh, yeah, you can, yeah, we ship it all year long. I mean, we don't ship it, but we deal with several companies that mail order all over the country, and then, of course, we're in operation year-round. It's just this is the monster time of year for us, but our website is just www.derbypie.com, Derby spelled D-E-R-B-Y-P-I-E.
Okay.
There's some links to some of the mail order companies that we deal with on there that can ship them anywhere in the country.
Okay. You have to leave us with a good Kentucky Derby story with the pie. I know you have lots of stories there. So give us a good one. I know you have a good story. There's got to be a good one.
Well, years ago, I guess it's a good Derby story. We were approached to do the world's largest Derby pie. So, it was for the grand reopening of the Derby Museum. So we did a 12-foot Derby pie and could bake it, had some special design wedges to bake it in. So we only bake one wedge a day and then assembled it on a special made stand. So it took 20 wedges to make the 12-foot pie. And headed out in front of the Derby Museum with a lot of celebrities, and the governor was there, and this is 20 years ago or so. A buddy of mine, I was going to serve the governor a piece of pie and kind of kick off the thing, but I always like to serve it warm, so I had him warming it back in the museum. The whole display, if anything, was outside, so he warmed it in the museum, but then he couldn't get it to me. He had to crawl under the where the people were sitting and crawl underneath the stand and bring it up to the stand and hand it to me at the back. And of course, the governor saw this going on and said, "Hey, what's going on here? What's behind the curtain?" And, "We just want to make sure we got you a warm piece of pie."
Wow, see, that's dedication. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
Wow, I can imagine the pictures. This is just to see the size and everything. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, man, thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio, Mr. Alan Roop from the Derby Pod. And thank you for being in. And do you have a horse out there? Because I know you can't name it because it's all you have to keep the good luck and the karma. So do you have a cool horse or a good bet for the Kentucky Derby?
I'm not sure yet. I think everybody's picking California Crow.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, and that favorite in the Derby doesn't work out very well most of the time.
Yeah.
So I kind of look somewhere else. So.
Yeah, you're right.
I like Danza, and that Intense Holiday is interesting, and I think there's a Wicked Red or a Wildcat Red that has run some good races, so it's a great race. It's fun.
Wow, yeah, I've heard about the California Chrome, the buzz and the news and everything, but you're right. Maybe you got to look to another horse there, you know.
So who are you picking, Brian? Let's give it up.
I don't know. I'm still kind of like that name, the Wicked one. The horse, I was looking at that one.
Yeah?
You know,
yeah.
So I don't know. I was still looking at the California Chrome. I was YouTubing California Chrome about the other races he's run. And that horse is no joke, you know, in the front, you know.
Yeah, it's no joke, no doubt. But I tell you, I can remember years ago when Arazi came up. And, I don't know if you remember Arazi, but it won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, so there was a lot of eyes on it back in the fall, and it turned the year. I don't know if I've ever heard of a horse that was getting so much play from January all the way to the Derby. It started getting some serious attention in January, and that's real unusual. And of course, it fizzled and didn't do what everybody thought it was going to do. But that's the Derby. The horses are just turned 3 years old, so they're still kids. They're just in a stage where they're matured in different levels of development, so you just never know what you're going to see, and that's what makes it such a fun race.
Yeah, I mean, I was wondering about Orb when he won last year. Was there a lot of buzz on Orb winning last year?
Well, there was a lot of buzz after he won. I don't think there was a lot of buzz before he won. A lot of buzz. There's always buzz, since we haven't had a Triple Crown winner in, 30 plus years or something, so... Once that Kentucky Derby winner crosses the finish line, that's the immediate, hey, we're going to have another Triple Crown winner? Is it the Triple Crown winner?
Yeah, right. This is the first race.
Right. And there's been a lot of horses that have won those first two legs and haven't been able to come back and do
that third one, right? Right. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't think there's ever going to be another horse like Secretary.
Well,
that kind of, he kind of sets the standard.
Dude. All right, okay. I'm going to be watching, though. I'll be watching. But, I'm not going to get to the Derby Pie before the Kentucky Derby, but I'm going to have me a piece sent to me in Virginia, like a pie sent to me here in Hampton Roads.
Very good. Very good. Well, Taste of Kentucky, or that's a local place here in town. They do a lot of shipping for us, and they catalog folks out of Michigan, ship it all over the country. So those two folks can take care of you.
Okay. Wow. Man. Well, Al Roop, thanks a lot for being on Flavor Living Radio. And enjoy your rest. Enjoy your rest.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right.
All right. Happy Derby to you.
Hey, happy Derby to you, too. All right.
All right. Collaboration has been a common theme of Get Satisfaction since day one. To have true collaboration, people have to authentically connect with each other. We believe that good relationships make good business, and from that, trust gets created. That's the essence of everything we do. From a global standpoint, it's easy to hide behind an email or a telephone. So when you have that opportunity to go face-to-face through an easy-to-use collaboration tool like GoToMeeting, it completely changes the dynamic. And that's the dynamic that we were born around, the human element. With GoToMeeting, it's so easy to get work done faster and get that reaction real time. We could not take on this next stage of growth without a tool as powerful as GoToMeeting.
Visit GoToMeeting.com today and try it free.
All right, we're back, and we just got done talking to Alan Rope for the Derby. There are in Kentucky right now. They're having a piece of Derby pie as we speak. I know this. I know. But we have to move on. And listen, go to meeting or Bluehost. If you go to our website, www.flavorliving.com, please, if you're looking for a web host or if you're having a business meeting, you want to have a business meeting with people state to state or overseas, go there, click on our site, on Bluehost or GoToMeeting, and we will make sure you're set there, you know? Listen, we're going to move on, and there was another contest that happened that I didn't know about. I was like, wow. It's called the Derby Burger. What happened is basically a lot of the local chefs, people who could cook, they got together. They came together, 100 people came together for a contest to cook a burger, a local burger from Kentucky, and they picked one contestant winner to represent the Derby Burger. And this Derby Burger, I'm not going to name the burger, but you just got to – here, this is the Derby Burger here.
We want to announce the winner of this year's Kentucky Derby Festival, Derby Burger Contest. Local folks submitted more than 100 mouthwatering recipes. It came down to 4 finalists.
Well, it's definitely a lot of quality recipes that we had this year.
These 4 finalists have been incredible, all very different.
My burger is a Harpo's Derby Breakfast Burger.
There were some beautiful burgers here with really unusual toppings.
Great competition today. Wonderful competitors that I went up against.
I love beef.
And the winner is Zoe Badillo with her Pineapple Wasabi Burger, made with beef, green onions, chives, and fresh mint on a whole wheat bun.
Delicious right there. Zoe, congratulations.
S-O-M, mommy!
If you want to give it a try yourself, it's on the menu at the Hard Rock Cafe, or you can get the recipe at newlocaltv.com.
I wasn't even expecting to be in the top 4.
For me to forget you. Now there ain't enough matches I could strike to set afire the memory of you. Up goes down, right gone, left me behind. Wheel spin round, reverse stuck in my mind. There ain't enough bourbon in Kentucky for me to forget you. Now there ain't enough bottles I could break to make them feel as broken as I do. Barrel since the day it was made, satisfaction guaranteed to kill the pain. But there ain't enough kisses from a stranger on a long wild night to ever make it all right if it ain't you in my arms, in my face. Hell with all the rest, once you have the best, nothing. what the use there is in love. In Kentucky for me to forget you. In Kentucky, for me to forget you.
Charming Kitten. After that comes Giant Finish. Nothing yet from Orb. He's still about 15th, but he begins to move up on the far outside. Palace Malice is the leader. He's set a torrid pace so far, and the pack is catching up quickly. Through on the inside is Oxbow, and Normandy Invasion is storming home, and they're into the stretch, and Normandy Invasion has taken the lead on the outside. Orb is coming with giant strides in the center of the track, and here comes Orb on the outside now to take the lead as they come down to the 16th pole. It is Orb in front from Normandy Invasion. My Loot and Golden Soul between horses down to the wire. Orb has won the Kentucky Derby for Shep McGahee. It was Golden Soul. Revolutionary came late on the inside, and then it was Normandy Invasion, and it was Orb today in the Derby. His final time was 2 minutes 2.89 seconds.
Restaurants and recipes with adventure.